Hello?
Hello, is Fernando Chavez there?
Who's this?
My name is Alan. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen random. Participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
29.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people said they want the president and Congress most focus on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. How about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
About fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Next one is reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you so much. And last one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden.
60.
Thank you. Next one, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA.
Yeah, 50.
Thank you. And last one, Democrats in Congress.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I want you to rate a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. First one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Next one, banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Next one, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
0.
And last one, preventing underage tobacco use.
0.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21 who Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time and for your patience. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Don't oppose at all.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Banning the products?
Yes.
More benefit.
And would that be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more benefit.
And regardless of where you stand of this ban, so you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are way more important right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education in helping adults who can or want quick cigarette switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Next one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. Which one do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on?
The first one, I forget what you called it though.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. First one, an immediate loss for over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would that be very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Thank you. Next one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very, somewhat, not very, not at all concerned?
Very.
And last one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Is that very, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, we're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%. Of a decrease of 92% from the 90s, policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. the LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the provision, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to pass their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of our common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. In last month's vaping bans have not led to fewer people have vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of regulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation.
10.
We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol ban on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Would that be still a 10?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and up?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you so much. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
And would that be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. And will you be more or less likely or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
Thank you so much. In this past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? First one, cigarettes?
No.
About wine?
No.
Cigars?
Yes.
About e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
About soda / pop?
Yes.
About oral nicotine pouches?
Yes.
About pipe tobacco?
No.
About heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Next one, coffee?
Yes.
About liquor or spirits?
Yes.
About about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And last one, beer?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
From college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of the economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and for your time. Hope you have an excellent rest of your day.
You too. Take care.